You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Destroying the Spirit of Rejection, Receive Love and Acceptance, and Find Healing by John Eckhart. This book is read by Myron Willis. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Charisma Media, Charisma House Book Group, originally published in English as Destroying the Spirit of Rejection, copyright 2016 by John Eckhart. All rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Introduction. Robbed and spoiled. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey, and no one delivers for a spoil. And no one says, "Restore them." Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Isaiah chapter 42, verses 22 through 23. Rejection is one of the most destructive demonic spirits to enter a person's life. It is a spoiler. One of the meanings of the verb spoil is ruin. Therefore, we see that rejection can ruin every life it encounters. The enemy uses rejection to rob people of their dignity, identity, position, power, and authority. Rejection wreaks havoc on people's lives, preventing them from experiencing the fullness and blessing of God. Rejection can be as simple as being told no, or being turned down for an opportunity we wanted. Rejection can escalate to being told we don't fit in, or we don't belong. We experience rejection on a regular basis at these levels. We even reject things that don't work for us. But the most damaging kind of rejection begins very early in life, many times through some kind of abuse, abandonment, or a lack of love and affection from a parent. This type of rejection is common to many and sets us off on an unstable course in life that makes it difficult to handle any other rejection that we are sure to come in contact with. We try all kinds of ways to cover up rejection: people-pleasing, attention-seeking, perfectionism, anger and bitterness, hard-heartedness, pride, isolation, addiction to drugs or alcohol, and sexual promiscuity. We use any number of things to either gain love and acceptance or to protect ourselves from being hurt again. Rejection is a vicious cycle that takes us deeper and deeper into sin and destruction. After it does its damage, rejection leaves lives desolated and in ruins. In Isaiah chapter 42, verses 22 through 23, the prophet Isaiah reveals the condition of the people of Israel after multiple attacks from surrounding enemies had left them desolated and in ruin. These verses also give a picture of what our lives are like after we have been raided and ravished by the enemy. Have you ever been robbed? If so, you know it's not a good feeling. You feel violated, exposed, unprotected, and vulnerable. Isaiah said that the Israelites were snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses, verse 22. That's another terrible condition, to be in a hole and in a prison. It's the feeling of being held captive and bound, not free to do anything. Verse 22 also says, they are for a prey. The word prey refers to being hunted, chased, or pursued. The Bible describes Satan as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And this is probably
Sample complete. Ready to continue?